97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Much credit goes to Sue Thomas, who introduced me and the show and the audience to this next guy, Hank Lena. And Hank sent this video out yesterday and he shared it with me.
Hello, fellow Americans. I've been waiting to say that. So 249 years ago, a group of men put their signatures to a document to make this country independent. And on the 31st of January this year, as many of you know, I put my John Hancock to a document to accept that I become an American citizen. Oh man, one of the greatest honors I've ever had in my life. It's a great feeling. In fact, we're going to celebrate it because this Friday is my very first Independence Day as an American citizen. So Melanie and I would love to buy you all a coffee this Friday. Come on down and have one on us. And let's celebrate this great nation built on great values and great people. God bless America. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, he slips the capitalism in there, doesn't he? The coffee truck's going to be down near the JCPenney in Washington. Hank is on the phone with us. We don't mind giving you a free plug because your story is so awesome and we're such fans. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Mark. I'm very well, thank you. I wish I had turned my stereo off when I did that, but Born Free is actually...
Hey, we can work on the audio quality in the future if you want us to take that over. We'll make sure that the production value is better. But look, I love the message. And, you know, you've shared your story before. Just quickly, briefly, tell people how you got here to the U.S. and you became a United States citizen earlier this year.
Well, many years ago, I was here in the States and I met my beautiful wife, and Melanie, and long story short, after a very short romance, we married and lived 10 years in New Zealand. And after COVID, we decided, let's make our future in America. And so many opportunities there and so many things we believe in. And so we moved here and went through the whole green card process. It was long, arduous, expensive, but well worth it. And then became an American citizen this year. And I feel really good. And I can guess you can say I'm living the dream. The whole Declaration of Independence gave us freedom for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that's what I'm doing.
And what you do now is kind of describe the coffee truck, because that's become quite popular, right?
Yeah, so I was too young to retire, so I decided I need to do something, and Melanie's doing extremely well in her career, and so I needed to fill my own time. So I wanted to actually build a brand more than a coffee truck. And so I came up with the Just Hank's brand with a courthouse in it. And it's just as in upright and righteous and serving the deserving. And coffee was just the answer. It was perfect. And I love coffee and I love making it. So I went forward and made an old trailer that was built in 69. And I used that for a year or 2 years almost. And now I have a couple of brand new ones and they're really nice to work out of. And we've been growing and growing and growing. And we're living here in Washington where we absolutely love it.
Hank, do you have other people working at different trucks? In other words, do you have three trucks out all at the same time? Or is it you driving around and then parking and that's where you are for the day?
Well, hi, Sue. Well, for the most, it's just, you know, Hank. But Melanie is doing more and more. She's busy, but she's running for a couple of days a week. Go. Really cool little team of, you know, they help when they can. Gracie Ziegler is so dear to us, and whenever she can jump in the trailer, she will. And I've got a good mate, Mark Willeman, who will help us with anything we ask for. But for the most, it's me and Melanie on Wednesdays. And as we keep going, we've got the two trailers working. We know the right people that just fit that, you know, Just Hank's whole thing will appear. They will just come. I'm not going to advertise. I'm in no hurry. We've got more than we need and we're very happy. And when people come along, I want to, you know, mentor them in, and hopefully one of them can actually have a sense of ownership and run a trailer. So, yep, that's where we're at. Well, but for me, I'm doing 7 days a week. I actually took a day off last week.
Ooh. Oh, and that's historic. Well, look, when I talked about yesterday, I referred to a column that was in the Wall Street Journal that I was a big fan of by Andy Kessler. And, you know, I made this very clear in the fall when the presidential election was going on. I did not trust, nor did I want Kamala Harris to shepherd us into our 250th anniversary, the sesquicentennial, next year. And what What Andy Kessler wrote is, just after his inauguration, Donald Trump signed an executive order declaring a grand celebration for the 250th anniversary, beyond parades and fireworks and funnel cakes. Defining the American identity is lost in the woods. It's more than football or Beyonce or Marvel movies or Caitlin Clark, let alone B-2 bombers and bunker busters. He said, for me, and I think, Hank, this is where there's relatability with your story, it starts with freedom, individualism, a nation of builders, American for entrepreneurs, if you will, a certain ruggedness and resilience with an extra large dollop of dignity, caring, and giving. And he says Martin Luther King Jr. thought the American dream required a tough mind and a tender heart. Andy Kessler said, I like that. I like it as well. I think you like it too, Hank Lena.
I do like that very much. And what I love about being here is you never have to be political in what I'm doing, because, you know, like, and I never bring politics in. Because it doesn't matter who you want to back or vote for, a beautiful view is a beautiful view. A good meal is a good meal. Good neighbors are good neighbors. And so we can all be harmonious and be entrepreneurial, like you said, as well. So
I saw something this morning. I actually took a picture of this because it's kind of sad when you think about it. And I usually address this issue when I'm talking about younger people, and I don't know if I have the age breakdown here, but if you look at some numbers from, and this is just from 2024, okay, are you proud of your country today? With independence, the number was 42% last year.
I saw that.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. It's 44% today. Republicans, it was 36% last year. Are you proud of your country? Today, it's 85%. But on the Democrat side, it's reversed. In 2024, it was 55%. Now, it's just 36%. So that shows you that 36% number was exactly the same for Republicans. But it's sad that politics has to get involved here because, to your point, Hank, we should all have, no matter what our political differences are, a deep appreciation for the, you know, the liberty and the freedom that we enjoy that so many, I will say, billions of people on the planet simply do not have. And I think we've lost that appreciation. The greatest generation has faded. Young people, because they're being indoctrinated, don't have the appreciation. I don't know where that takes us, because we need more stories like yours, Hank, in my opinion. And I don't think we're getting enough of those right now.
I know. And I get people coming up to me in my trailer and saying, where are you from? I'm from New Zealand. Why did you come here? And I just have to bite my lip and say, oh, because my wife's from here. But really, what I want to say, I'm here because of everything that you can be proud of. Put the military aside for a second. Look at the agriculture in this country. Look at sports in this country. Look at education in this country. What, you know, you can be studied to be anything. Look at the arts. I mean, look at the recreation and how well it's managed. Look at every small town that has a city hall for code, how proud they are of their little towns. I mean, yeah, that's why I'm here. And I don't, because I love my customers, but I don't want to get in. But I would love to say to them, well, if it's that bad, what are you doing to change it?
Yeah. No
well,
kidding.
See, that's a great way to turn that around. But put this, because back during COVID, and some of this stuff was horrifying, I remember highlighting things that were happening in Australia and New Zealand. And I mean, we thought we had it bad here. And by the way, for a while, I think we did. And in fairness, in the first, you know, 2 weeks to the cure or whatever to slow the spread, that was one thing, right? Because we all didn't know what was going on, and there was a lot of mystery about COVID. But it got well beyond that very quickly. And then you look at your country, where it got just crazy. They were basically imprisoning people.
That's right. Yep, that's right. We were. We were stuck in the house. We could go to the supermarket, but you had to, you know, stand on the footsteps, and you couldn't come close to anybody. But if you did other things, like just go out and play on the sidewalk and kick a football, the police and the government encouraged you, your neighbors, to call the police
that's
to
crazy.
Get you off
oh
the
my
street.
Gosh. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they took away our Bill of Rights so that police didn't need a warrant to come into your house. I've told you this in case you're having a COVID party or something, you know. And it got a little bit stressful. I got followed by the police just when I drove across town, and it didn't make us feel good. And you know, we know that if you travel to New Zealand, you had to go into quarantine for 3 weeks in an army guarded hotel at your expense of about $3,500.
Wow!
You couldn't leave your room.
Oh my
you couldn't
gosh.
Leave your room.
That's
and
nuts.
Yeah, but the whole thing is now years later, after the borders finally opened, everybody's immunity was shot to pieces and everybody was getting sick with flu, cold, coughs and COVID. In fact, just yesterday I called one of my best friends in New Zealand because he's a grandfather. He can't go and see his grandkid because he's got COVID. The country that fought it so hard.
You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding. Yeah. So this, the madness, that was going to be one of my follow-up questions, but the madness continues. Sue, you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, Hank, what's your favorite part been so far of being an American? Do you have what stands out to you?
Actually, that's a good question. There's so much, Sue, but I had one of those real good feel-good moments. I was just driving, I saw two kids about 12 years old walking. They had jeans on, t-shirts, baseball caps, Converse shoes, and they had fishing rods, and they were walking probably to the lake here in town to do some fishing. And I thought, look at those two kids. They don't have a worry in the world.
Yeah.
Not at all. And that made me feel like this is home. Just the simple fact that those kids were not worrying about where are my parents, what are we eating tonight, will we have dinner on the table tonight, you know. They just had this not a care in the world look, and that's how I like to live.
Yeah.
And seeing that was backed me up that I'm in the right place.
I told the story. I always like talking about Uber drivers, and there was a guy from Ghana who gave me an Uber ride about a month ago, and we were talking about America. He had an American flag on his cap. He was wearing it backwards, and I just started engaging with him, and he was so proud to be here and to become a citizen. He had been here for 10 years at this point, and you know, I asked him about some of the things that we take for granted, and one of the things that he brought up, I think I may have mentioned this yesterday, is you know, when you go to turn on your faucet, water actually comes out of your faucet, right?
Yeah.
Something that we take for granted, but simple things like that, where a lot of people on the planet just simply don't have that. So how are you celebrating your first official Independence Day in this country on Friday?
I'm going to make some coffee. We're going to have the trailer. We're going to have the trailer open in the JCPenney parking lot. And we want all of our customers and people we don't know, it doesn't matter who you are, come on down and have a coffee on us. And we would love to make everybody a coffee. We don't want any money for it. We just feel good. We want to make everybody that made it possible for me. Yeah. And in fact, you know, I learned if you embrace your community and you're good for them, they're good for you as well. And now it's our turn to say thank you, guys. And today is my first Independence Day, and this is how I want to celebrate it. And we live at a spot in town where all the fireworks goes off above our house. So it's going to round off to be a great day. I'm sure of it.
Hank, Lena, you are a great American, and you are an inspiration to everyone. I so appreciate what you're doing. I love your story. You know how much I love your story. And thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, right, Mark. And I haven't forgotten about the football, buddy.
Which part of that?
You were going to take me to a game.
Oh, that's right.
We have to go to a Chiefs game, right? Is that? Oh, I did forget about that. All right, you better keep me. Hold that on the line for sure.